This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. If you text and drive, you can not only be fined, you can be sued. But did you know that the person who texted you can also be sued as well? 18-year-old Kyle was texting with his friend Shannon when he crossed the center line in his Chevy pickup and plowed into a motorcycle carrying husband and wife David and Linda, each of whom lost their left legs. Kyle's insurance company settled, but David and Linda also sued Shannon, claiming she aided and abetted Kyle by distracting him. The court that first heard the case dismissed it, but the appeals court reversed, stating that when a texter knows or has reason to know the intended recipient is likely to read the text while driving, he or she must refrain from sending it. Shannon did get off because there was no proof she knew that Kyle would read her text, but the court noted that Kyle and Shannon texted each other 62 times on the day in question, and Shannon averages 100 texts every day. She said, "I'm a young teenager. That's what we do." This case sends a message. Texting liability is a two-way street. This is Neil Chait, Looking at the Law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.